Hey everyone, in this podcast we will have a look at the poem Lying in a Hammock at William Duffy's Farm in Pine Island, Minnesota, written by James Wright. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The first heading is Subject Matter. This poem is a series of reflections by the poet on nature, as he lies in a hammock on a friend's farm. There are many references to animals and the landscape in the poem, each of which impressed the poet as he savoured this idyllic moment in the countryside. The next heading is Theme. The poem is clearly giving us the message that nature is quite beautiful. Even in the simplest of things, there is something to appreciate and for which we can be grateful. The moments of reflection make the poet wonder if he has wasted his life up to now. It seems the poet has gained some new insight into life and a realization as to what is important in life. Looking back with the benefit of hindsight, he thinks he should have used more of his time to appreciate nature's beauty. The sense of harmony which he feels in nature is so strong that there is a sense of discovery and of insight in the poem. The next heading is quote 3. There are some interesting images in the poem which you might find appealing. Write out any 3 quotes that point to something in the poem that is meaningful to you, and write the quotes into your worksheet. The next heading is imagery. There is wonderful colour in the poem's visual imagery. It opens with the image of a bronze butterfly resting on a black trunk. The poet uses a simile as he imagines the butterfly blowing like a leaf in the shadow of trees. A similar oral image of the cowbells tinkling suggests the slow, easy pace of life on the farm. The image of the field of sunlight is another beautiful image that suggests harmony in nature. Even the baked horse dung has taken on the appearance of golden stones. This idea of harmony was earlier suggested in the image of the butterfly sleeping on the black trunk, its wings blowing like a leaf. The final visual image of the chicken hawk is interesting. It is floating across the sky as the evening darkens, looking for home. Perhaps this image represents what the poet thinks his life has lacked, a strong sense of home, of belonging. That said, how might we interpret the image of the empty house down by the ravine? The next heading is language. The poet uses vivid descriptive language throughout the poem. In the first line, he locates himself on the hammock, seemingly at ease and relaxed, just looking up and observing the landscape of William Duffy's farm. There are many references to I, the first person pronoun, as the poet shares with us firsthand what he hears, sees, feels, and thinks about the scene. The next heading is Form. The poem is composed of 13 lines which are written in free verse. This simply means that there is no regular pattern of rhyme or rhythm in the poem. The lines flow like a conversation with a variation in the line length. Some are short and some are long. The irregular rhymes in the lines suggest that nature has its own rhythm, which is not linear or fixed, but changes in response to the daily and seasonal conditions of life on the farm. The simple form of the poem highlights one key idea in the poem, that life does not have to be complicated or rushed in order to be fulfilling. It can be, as the poet seems to have discovered, fulfilling and satisfying to connect with nature and with one's inner self. Note too how the poet increases the use of punctuation to slow the rhythm of the poem towards the final closing reflective line, I have wasted my life. You can read more about this technique in the poem's quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. sound. Immediately, we are struck by the alliteration in the opening image of the bronze butterfly. There is consonance between the K sound in black trunk, on which the butterfly is sleeping. A clear example of assonance can be seen in line 11, where the poet writes, "I lean back as the evening darkens." An example of internal rhyme can be seen in green and ravine, and later in right and sunlight. Together, these sounds create a sense of harmony, a sense that living creatures are going about their daily motions in harmony with nature. Tone and mood. The tone is joyful. The poet appears to be very grateful to have the time to lie in a hammock and relax in nature at his friend's farm. Taking time out of what is perhaps a busy urban lifestyle, he seems to connect deeply with nature's ebb and flow. However, the tone changes unexpectedly in the closing line. The rather bleak statement, "I have wasted my life," suggests the poet is regretful, sorrowful, or melancholic that in his life he has not taken the time to appreciate the simple things in life. On the other hand, consider this possibility. Do you think most people would regard lying in a hammock for a few hours to be a waste of time? Quite possibly. Could the poet mean, ironically, that in fact the poet is satisfied that he has wasted time or taken the time to observe and note things that many others might never take the time to experience? The mood is peaceful. As readers, we are struck by the simple pictures presented by the poet, and this helps us to understand one key point in the poem, that a simple life can be a fulfilling life. But a simple life can be a vibrant life too. Note how the variety of colours from bronze to black, green and golden create a contented atmosphere in the poem. Personal response. The poem presents a simple pastoral scene which impresses the poet to the point that he regrets perhaps not seeing the beauty in nature or appreciating the simple things in life earlier in his own life. Do you think the scene presented in the poem is an appealing one?